Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, honky tonk.
All right, Andy, that was a nice sigh.
I've nearly choked on it.
I bet you did. You really needed, you know, the energy from that, didn't you? It was like a jet going past or something.
Yeah, exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was enough power in that, like, you could probably have moved a mouse's whiskers.
Just a little bit, just a little flutter.
Yeah, blown a feather off a hot kettle you didn't want to touch.
Are you giving me a name this week, then, or?
Well, you can always have Ronnie Hot Dog, you can have Mr. Park and Ride, you can have Philip Stark. I know you really liked that, didn't you?
I like Philip Stark the third.
You did? It just shook. No, you liked Philip Stark. As soon as I mentioned it, a bit, your face was beaming, like you thought you'd arrived at the middle classes, you know? Architect, designer.
Okay.
What about Johnny Cuddles?
I like that, actually, yeah. That kind of fits in with me happy-go-lucky outlook, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a simple oaf, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Johnny Cuddles. Or you could have, it's a little bit more exotic, Andy, Yousef Nighttime.
Oh.
You're tempted, aren't you?
I think we should maybe keep that for our X-rated podcast that we've got planned for later in the year.
So what is it? Is it Johnny Cuddles, Ronnie Hot Dog?
Cuddles for today, I think.
Okay. All right, Johnny Cuddles.
All right,
Johnny Cuddles. Nice to see you. I was thinking of opening up with the wife's questions. What about you?
That's a good start. I'd just like to flag up that this is going to be a
consumer special.
Consumers. You weren't expecting
coming up
that,
later
were you?
On.
Okay.
We've got a bit of a memory man twist.
Yeah.
Because you seem to be sick of talking about football memories.
Well, I wish you'd tell me, you know, that you're going to do these twists.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
You know, my age with my heart, Andy.
Because you're just a big head, you know, bringing down a peg or two.
Okay, wife's questions coming up.
Go for it.
I found out this week, Andy, much to my great pleasure, that you're a comic book guy who reads the comic books.
No. Can
so
I just stop you there?
I told my wife.
Whoa.
About how.
Whoa.
All right.
Hang on. I've read some comic books in the past. I don't have much of an interest in them, just. You know, if there's one lying around, I'll have a look at it.
And there's what? Would there be one lying around in your house? What, is it coming through the fucking chimney? Have you got comic books in your house? Come
on.
It
depends what you mean by a comic book, doesn't it?
Oh, we all know what you mean. Just answer the question.
Here's the question, then.
When you're reading your comics, do you shout down to your mum, "Mum, can I have hot Rabina and some Jammy Dodgers, please?"
When you say shout down, does that mean like down from an upper level, like down the stairs?
From your bedroom. All right, forget down. Forget down. Do you shout from your bedroom? Oh, you're Geordie, aren't you? "Mum, can I have a hot Ribena and some Jammy Dodgers, please?"
No.
Okay.
I don't. And what are you eating? What's that you're shoving into your face?
It's a ready salted crisp, honey, and it's one that's high in oleic sunflower oil, which means it's only got 0.05 saturated fats.
That's more of your hippie heart shit.
Well, not really hippie, is it? It's a pack of crisps.
Trying to stay alive. That's for hippies, that is.
Who, says the wife, who is your favourite comic book hero? Is it Eagle Face Man or X-Ray Peter? Which one do you like best, Andy? Or have you got another favourite?
No, out of them two, I would say it's got to be X-Ray Peter.
Yeah, you like the sound of him, do you?
Yeah.
You'd like to see him in one of your graphic comic novels.
If I was into them, I would, yeah.
Final.
And that's not because he probably uses his powers to look through women's dresses.
Yeah, it is. That's what you all you comic book people, that's all you're looking for. That's all you're looking for is X-ray abilities. Final question. Does Mummy come round at the end of the night to read you a comic and tuck you in?
No comment.
Okay, more questions from the wife next week. I suspect
that went well.
I suspect you'll be focusing on your comic book addiction.
Yes, I imagine she will.
Yeah.
Because she writes the questions and not you.
Yes, she does. Takes it very
seriously.
She does. So, consumer special, is it?
No, it is in a minute, but I want to establish your credentials as the memory man yet again. And as we all know that you're a bit sick of answering football questions.
Well, I think I've proved my credentials, I'm not.
We did sewing machines the other day, and tonight I'd like to... test you on the agricultural revolution.
Oh, shit.
You're hot on that?
Well, I wouldn't have put it out there as one of my specialist topics.
Well, give it a go.
I'll give it a go.
See how you feel. It's quite an easy one.
Thank you.
Bob, or Bobby, as I might call you tonight, do you remember the nickname of the crop rotation pioneer Charles Townsend? Suck on the crack pipe there.
Yes, I do. I do, yeah.
Oh!
Eh?
Is there nothing you don't know?
You have surprised myself there. Wow. Wow, thank you for that,
Did you
Andy?
Just reach back into the delve into the depths of your memory?
Yeah, you
and just
dig about,
pull it out.
Dig about in there. Took me all the way back to Fred Codd. My history teacher.
Like a tramp pulling a trout out of a river.
Yeah, my history teacher, Fred Codd. What we used to do is we used to... do you remember the desks used to have a little hole in the corner if you opened the lid? Yeah, we used to pull our willies through that hole. And then we used to go, "So, Mr. Codd, there's something in my desk," and open the lid. And Fred Codd would be staring at your juvenile Johnson... Sadly, in later life, drunk one night after hanging around the chip shop, four of us lads, we dismantled his front wall of his house. Shame, but yes,
that's a shame.
It's only through the power of Cod, Fred Cod.
That's life, though.
Yep, that's life.
Right then, as we know, this week's podcast is
a consumer special.
Yeah.
Right,
How does this work, Andy?
This works simply and beautifully. A while ago, I asked some of the Twitter followers of Atletico Mint to give us a few consumer queries, questions, problems.
Yeah.
Anything they need a bit of help with.
Righty-o.
And I've got tons of them.
All right.
So,
well,
have you seen any
of them? I've seen some of them. I'll tell you the first one I picked out.
Go on, then.
Someone gave a very... very pertinent question, which was the memory foam mattresses.
That was Jamie Robinson.
Yeah.
He said, my mattress is fucked, so I need a new one. Memory foam, yeah or nay?
Yeah. It's interesting putting in that sort of bucolic, old-fashioned language, yeah or nay, isn't it? Along with
after
modern
using
idea.
Using a curse word.
Yeah, and there's such a modern idea, the memory foam. Well, I've got a memory foam mattress, Andy, have you?
I've got one, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is my point of view, take it or leave it. It's a bit sweaty in the summer, a little bit sweaty in the summer, but it's very soothing. And, of course, that's not a problem for most of the year. It's very, very strange to the touch. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
But, of course, it's that strangeness that gives it a very good grip on your bottom sheet. So you can pay up to £10,000 for these things, you know, Andy. But
you can, but you'd be off your head.
Yeah. So for me, it's a yes, but there will be slight sweaty problems during the summer months.
I know that Jamie hasn't asked this, but what do you reckon on the memory foam pillows?
I wouldn't go near one, Andy.
Nah.
I really wouldn't go near one.
Nah. Jamie, a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, you just need... fill it up with mouse's whiskers, something natural like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, might as well sleep when I carry a bag full of sand.
Yeah. I tell you what, Andy, you know, thinking of bedding and that, How the fuck do you actually iron a fitted sheet? Have you ever tried that?
I've never ironed a sheet before.
Oh, yes, you have.
Ah, what would you iron a sheet for?
Well, to make it not... You have.
Well, if it's a fitted one, it's going to, you know, it'll smooth itself out once you've...
Oh, I see. Is that what I'm doing wrong? You don't, in fact, iron fitted sheets.
I think you've got too much time on your hands if you're ironing fitted sheets.
This is
going to be controversial, though, isn't it?
Well, I try and iron.
It's one of them things that people are just going to go, you don't iron fitted sheets? What kind of a Philistine are you?
Have you ever noticed? Some people don't even iron the fitted sheets. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not doing that bit yet.
All right. So the only way I've had any success with the ironing a fitted sheet is to use a steam iron, but there you go. But yes, so as I say, it's a yay, but some difficulties during the hot evenings. What about you, Andy?
Well, let's move on to motoring, shall we?
All right, go on then.
Graham Hackney says, how important is the correct oil in a car engine? I always think I should buy Castrol GTX because the 80s adverts were cool.
Well, I know nothing about engine oil, Andy, but I absolutely agree with him. Castrol GTX sounds like the perfect oil, and I hope it is.
So you would just buy any brand of Castrol GTX,
well,
assuming that it's the right thing to do?
No, I'd buy the one that, you know, when you go in the garage to get it, I just buy the one that says suitable for powerful diesel engines.
Or is that what you've got, a powerful diesel engine?
Really powerful, yeah.
Do you actually buy your own oil, or do one of your servants do it for you?
No, I don't. Well, I suppose in a way a servant does do it for me, because I only change it when it's in the garage for a service.
Does your chauffeur do it for you?
I ain't got a chauffeur.
Are you not?
No. My car's massive. It's really fast as well.
What colour is it?
Black.
That's the fastest car, isn't it? The
fridge freezer ratio. Did you see that question, Andy?
I did see that one.
You know, read it out, Andy, if you've got it.
It's from Russ Hendy, and he says, please, 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 so there's obviously a real need there, let us know the right ratio of fridge to freezer in a fridge freezer.
Ratio, well, firstly, is it Andy, the person who firstly had said that?
No, I'm Andy, the fella's Russ.
All right, Russ, I think the thing is the combined fridge freezer was always and will always be a con and a cul-de-sac. You know, like, you need a separate fridge and a separate freezer.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, Andy, I don't think they ever beat the chest freezer that you kept separately in your garage.
Right.
I mean, the truth is whatever size, there's a certain sort of like science to this, Andy. Whatever size fridge you use, you will need the equivalent size freezer.
What do you reckon of the American fridge freezers with the double doors? One side fridge, one side freezer. Equal.
Now, if it's equal, it works, Andy. Ratio. But, I mean, the chest freezer was better, you know, because the real problem with freezers is the drawers, is the size of the drawers in them.
I guess so. But on the American fridge freezer, they've got shelves.
I like the sound of that. I've never seen one. I can't comment. I just say go equal. Whatever size your fridge is, you'll need the same size freezer.
That's kind of what you get with the American style ones. So, okay. Shall we say the American style ones?
Yeah, let's do that.
One, two, three. The American style ones. Yeah, that went well.
Do you know, kitchen wise, Andy, I was a bit of a bugbear for me is the demise of the eye level grill. Do you remember it?
Oh yeah, above the cooker.
Yeah, above the cooker, so you could actually look at your toast.
You could grill your bacon or
grill your bacon.
Just keep a close eye on it while you were doing it.
Yeah, I really meant, because the king of it was the Parkinson Cowan 2000. That was natural gas, town gas or whatever.
Right.
A double-handed grill. A double-handed grill pan, you know.
Yeah.
That was beautiful to grill
Big
on.
Big bastard.
Yeah. It was never so bastard. Even there was a very expensive gas cooker in the 80s called the Canon Elite. But for my money, the Parkinson Howard was a lot better, especially its grill.
Because when you've got, you know, when you've got eye-level grill, you can sort of just stand there and watch your toast and have a little game of pocket billiards with yourself, can't you? While you're waiting for it to brown.
Exactly. You can put your knackers in a ladle, you know, with a bit of olive oil in there and just...
Multitasking, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's my main kitchen bugbear.
Well, we'll come back to some more consumer items a bit later on in this
consumer special.
Yeah, Steve McLaren interested?
What's he up to?
Oh.
Moving smoothly into the Steve McLaren section.
Him and the Fat Lass, and they went to Malaga a couple of days back
right.
for holidays, yeah. she's got like a big, massive suitcase. It's mainly full of like creams and ointments, you know, for all her nooks and crannies and folds and that.
Yeah, keep them, you know, moist.
Keep them moist, lubricated, free from bacteria and that and everything.
Yeah.
He just has a little roll, you know, a little one, he pull a little trolley one. And he just, what he does is, this is typical Steve. He just takes a fresh four-pack BHS short sleeve comfort fit shirts, yeah?
Yeah.
Some brown evening slacks and his CSI Miami trunks.
You know what? I think I know where he gets his ethos from.
Where's that?
It's that scene with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino in Heat, where De Niro says, I never let myself get in a situation I can't get out of in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
McLaren's the same. He travels light and he doesn't fuck about.
When I think, I think of Heat, I think of Bourne Identity, I think of McLaren. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so they're going away and Steve has to give his snake Casper a nice big feed, you know, so to last him for the week. So he lobs a rabbit into the snake's room so for it to hunt and kill, you know.
Doesn't it's got its own room.
Well, the room that the snake's staying in during for the holiday, you know.
Is it usually in a tank then, or is it just roam free?
No, yes, you could call it a house snake, a yellow house snake. So,
but it's confined to a room while they're in Malaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably for the best.
I think so. So he hates leaving it. So, you know, he's like sucking the shit out of his vape, and he's he's fretting. You know what I mean? And the fat lass says, "Do you know what, Steve? I sometimes think you care more about that snake than me." And Steve, hey Andy, Steve says nothing. Nothing. Just doesn't
that's
say
the wrong thing to do.
Nothing. So taxi comes to take him to Southend Airport. So Steve, they're just about to get in the taxi. Steve says, "You get in, love. I'll just get the last case and say a little last goodbye to Casper." And just leaves the fat lass in the car, right? Goes in, does that. Taxi takes to the airport. They're going through security, right? Just as they put the cases through, they're like, you know, the security thing, you know, the thing where it goes through a conveyor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve starts singing his favourite song, you know, "We got a brand new convoy travelling through the night. So come on, join our convoy. All the other convoys are shite. Steve's convoy." And of course, because it's Steve McLaren, ex England manager and all that, the security people aren't really looking. They're watching and they all clap him, take photos and everything.
Yeah.
So,
which he loves.
He does love it, yeah.
So, buzzes off it.
They're in the boarding lounge, right? And a fat lass has a Magnum. Steve has a little tracker bar she bought for him at the same time. Tap on his shoulder, Andy. It's an armed cop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. "Come with me, Stephen, and bring your case." And then he puts his hand up. "No, not you, fat lass." Yeah. So
I'm laughing, but it's serious.
This is an armed copper. So they go into the interrogation room, put the case on the desk. Interrogation officer opens it. Who's in there, Andy?
Oh, it's not the snake, is it? Fucking it's not Casper.
Casper's in there.
Steve, the case.
Steve had tried to sneak him through, thinking his singing would divert the people looking at the x-ray.
Idiot.
Fucking idiot, isn't he? So as soon as the fresh air hits Casper, his neck starts to swell and swell, and it balloons up really big. Something trapped in there. Bang! Out flies a wet, half-gurgitated rabbit, followed by a big, like, block of rabbit tod, and then a stream of sick. It covers the officer and his weapons. It's a terrible scene. Steve had to pay for airport quarantine, airport vet, cleaning of the copper and his weapons, nearly, Andy, £1,500 in total.
Jesus. How much did the holiday cost?
God knows, but they missed the plane. It was only Southend Airport. The next one, they got a plane to Barcelona. I had to take a bus from there.
I reckon the holiday cost somebody like £900.
Yeah.
And it's outside of the school holidays, so it'll be cheaper.
In some ways, it's a lovely story because he just didn't want to be without Casper, but stupid, isn't it? Stupid Steve.
He should have done his research there, like.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you got a main enemy, Andy?
A main enemy? What, like a nemesis?
Yeah, just a main...
What, in the locality?
Locality or in your life or...
Not really.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I've just remembered, did you ever try and dry a sock in your air fryer?
I did, funnily enough, yeah.
Nice one, what happened?
It went really badly.
Ah, shit.
So I started off slow, right? I stuck it in for a couple of minutes. It was a wet sock. It was a Star Wars sock.
Right.
It was one of the robots. I think it was WD-40.
Okay, nice one.
So it was a picture of him on it. Put it in just on 80 degrees, a couple of minutes, because I thought if I put it in 200 degrees, it's liable to melt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really want melted sock in me drawer.
Yeah.
Put it in 2 minutes, negligible result.
Yeah.
Put it back in for another 2 minutes on 120.
Yeah.
It was warmer.
Yeah.
But it was still damp.
Yeah.
Give it another 2 minutes on 180. You know, turning up the heat.
That's hot, Andy.
Massively. Hot. I thought that would have a big difference. It flipped over inside the basket in the air fryer.
Oh, wow.
But didn't really get any drier.
So it was a bit like popcorn. It flipped.
Yeah. But it didn't dry it.
Ah, shit.
So the whole thing was a fucking write-off.
Is it a sealed unit, the air fryer?
Yeah, you pull it out. There's like a handle and you pull it out. So, you know... It's warm to the touch on the outside, yeah. But it's not unsafe.
Right.
I can't believe you haven't got one by now.
So, Andy, I suppose the problem is you're heating it, but the evaporated water can't escape anywhere, is that?
That's pretty much, you're creating a steam environment. You're creating a sauna for a sock.
Ah,
and
shit.
I only did one sock, one at a time. So, I mean, eventually it would have dried, but it could have took half an hour.
Couldn't you not, will it not turn on if you don't close the lid?
No, that's the thing, it will. So there's an element of risk there. You could have it half open.
Well, this is what... Will you try and do that then, probably, please?
For next week.
Could you please?
I will do.
Thank
for you.
Oh, well, that's a shame, but thanks for trying.
I'll try out once.
If you bet, Andy, do you go to the betting shop still for your free cup of coffee and that?
No. It's just I do it all on my phone, me.
You don't...
I do cash outs and all sorts, me.
Oh, you shit house. You actually...
I bet in play, I do cash outs.
Yeah. What's the lowest level of football you've ever put a bet on at for? Have you gone into the Turkish leagues and the Egyptian?
No. Why would you do that when you've got no knowledge of the league? Why would you do that?
Because you're addicted.
Because you're a dickhead.
Hey. No, I didn't mean you're addicted. I mean, but people do.
I didn't mean you were a dickhead.
But I am.
Well, you said it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I've had some more feedback from the listeners on Twitter.
Yeah.
Some reviews of the podcast. Quite interesting reading.
Oh,
here's one that says, love the podcast. The best bit is when Bob drones on and on about Nout.
Yeah. That's Bob, wasn't it? Someone's liking
that
Bob
was,
there, yeah.
That was, that's from John Desk.
Yeah, all right, yeah. So it never happened then.
And the other one I found was, the other one I found that appealed to my sensibilities. As a massive fan of old men droning on and on about Nout, Atletico Mince is my podcast of choice. Bob is the best one at droning on and on about Nout.
I like it.
And that's from John Trouser.
Thank you, John Trousers. You're a man after my own heart. Do you remember when we used to gather around the piano for entertainment? You know what I mean? Now we only gather around road traffic accidents or free food offers. Do you remember? It's right, isn't it?
Yay!
Thank you. Do you remember REM? They're all dead now. Breaks your heart. Is this any good? Have you ever noticed? I'm doing the Do You Remember one.
Yeah. You've moved away from the brass hand stuff as well. That's not going to go down well, people.
All right, hold on then. Have you ever noticed... See, we're back on board. Have you ever noticed you're at the petrol pump trying to hit exactly 30 quid, yeah? You ever noticed
yeah.
that? And your brass hand falls in the fire bucket. You noticed
yeah.
that? Yeah. Yeah, I've got a new one I'm thinking of, Andy. But I shouldn't... You can edit this out if you want, but it's like a Scottish person who lives on an island and yeah. doesn't like... the mainland, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So scared of it, and that's what it is. Have you ever noticed the people on the mainland are always staring at your brass knockers? To say?
I'll not be editing that out. That's marvellous.
Thank you very much. That's the only observation comedy I did. Have you done any?
I've got a few scraps I've put together, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? You don't say much of these days. The Titanic!
You don't?
You know what you don't see much of these days?
What?
The black and white minstrel show.
Yeah, you don't see that anymore. It's a shame, isn't it?
I tell you you don't see much of these days. Wait till I tell you. I tell you you don't see much of these days. Bob Mortimer. He used to be on the telly loads back in the 1970s. But he never gets on now. Yeah. He probably went to prison with all that other lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a good one, the last one, but I don't remember that bloke.
No? Here's another one. One more. Do you know funerals?
Yeah.
What are they all about then? What's the story with funerals? They're like weddings, but a bit sadder.
It's great comedy, isn't it?
It's like a bottomless well that we've got here.
Beautiful.
We could do this for years.
Andy?
Yeah?
I've had an incident with the alderman. You want to hear about it?
Well, can I ask you some questions first? Because
yeah.
there's one in there about the alderman and it might...
Okay, well, fine, yeah.
...pertinent.
Okay.
So these are some questions, obviously, from blood relatives of mine about yourself.
All right.
Try to create a picture of you and your lifestyle, the millionaire sector in which you live. As a millionaire, Bob,
yeah.
what kind of coffee do you like best? Do you like Nescafe Instant... or that stuff that's made out of cat shit that costs about 350 quid a cup and is enjoyed mainly by billionaire sheikhs and the rich kids of Instagram?
I know the coffee that you mean that's shat out by
sure
civets or something, innit?
Yeah, but sure you do.
I know, I like Nescafe Gold is what I've got, or Bird's Mellow, something like that.
Right, so you like you've had the cat shit stuff on many occasions.
No, I haven't. As in what I said I've heard of it.
Pretty much what you said, though, wasn't it?
Well, if you like, yeah, but I...
Right, good. Bob, as a millionaire celebrity, do you wear a disguise when you go out among the normals, and what is it?
I don't wear a disguise.
Is it a Groucho Marx face?
No.
Glasses and the moustache?
No, I don't wear a disguise. I consider...
Is it a fez?
No, I just go out as however I'm dressed.
Is
normally.
It a pair of sunglasses and a detachable chin extension?
No, I would like, as you well know, I've often dreamt of a chin extension, but no, I don't have one and I don't wear it to go out and about. Next
question.
You could
easily have a plastic one made with your wealth.
No, I don't have the wealth to get a chin extension.
One you could just strap on with a bit of elastic around the back of your fat head.
Next question, please, if there is one.
Well, final question. What are you doing later? Are you off out with the alderman to play Pokemon Go round the back of your orchard again? And does he like it when you catch a hard one?
I see. Now, I don't know what Pokemon Go is. You think it's funny me saying I'm making plans to see the alderman. I don't find it funny at all. You know, for a bit of kiss-kiss action, he's a good bloke. He's in good shape for his age.
Well, you can now... effortlessly move into your story about what you've been up to with the
okay,
week.
Well, you didn't even listen to me answer anyway. So, this
is a bit...
I wasn't
aware there was one.
This is a bit curious, this one, Andy, because never... Right, this week I got an email from the alderman inviting me up to Stockton to publicise, like, an after-school club that the alderman's organising.
Who's that for, then?
It's for daft, very basic kids, you know.
Yeah.
And the parents and that.
Boss-eyed.
Yeah, and I arrive...
Pigeon-toed.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily, just, you know, just daft kids, good for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So I arrive at the school But everyone seems to have gone. You know, the email said 3 o'clock or something was the event, and it was in the dining hall, but there's no one there. So I found a caretaker, seems the only person I could find, a big bloke. Really big bloke, but I reckon he's only got like a little stubby Johnson, I reckon. That's what I just thought when I saw him. And he was a bit like avert.
What, does he like bulk up to overcompensate?
And he just averted it. He just like pointed, like, oh, whatever, for the dining room. So I went in there, and there's only one person in the dining room, Andy, yeah?
Yeah.
Couldn't quite see who it was. Turns around, it's the town clerk.
Oh.
Interesting, isn't it? Well, he says, if it isn't Bob Mortimer for the telly. And I said, all right, town clerk, where is everyone? And he claps his hand. And out of the kitchen come all his cronies, like, you know, goes, head of social services, chief parkie, chief librarian, the vicar.
The gang.
All the gang, the vicar with the twitch who smells of bleach. So I think, I said, what's going on here, town clerk? And he says, maybe a bit of kiss-kiss. Yeah? And he stands up, right? A bit of kiss-kiss. Now, he's got quite tight lemon-coloured denim jeans on and cowboy boots. They don't really kind of go with his brown shirt and his tie. I said, I'm not sure, town clerk. Not sure. I mean, I did fancy it, Andy, a bit. But
right, you do when you're in the moment, don't you?
But he raises his arm and his cronies start chanting, kiss the clerk, kiss the clerk, kiss the clerk. And he beckons me towards him. I mean, as I say, he's not my type, but then half of me is saying a kiss is a kiss.
He's no alderman, but, you know, you'll take whatever's on offer, won't you?
So I'm sort of drawing towards him, thinking about the kiss, and I hear the loud, like, clang of a metal bucket being kicked over, right? I turn round, it's the caretaker, yeah? But only it isn't. He takes his coat off in his wig and he shouts, no, Robert! Not on local authority property! It's the alderman. He's got in a disguise and that. As for you, Mr. Duncan, I knew you were up to something to do with kissing, so I followed you and I've caught you out. Come with me, Robert. There's a park over the road for this kind of thing. So, obviously, I've drawn that. Obviously, I've followed.
Hang on, but is the park not a local authority area as well?
Well,
it's a bit hypocritical.
That's another story, Andy, but I tell you, we went over and I had really lovely time having a kiss with the alderman. Really lovely time. So that was the alderman this week. Strange story, though, isn't it?
Strange, but a happy ending.
Yeah, him dressing up like a caretaker.
And the town clerk's been put in his place.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how he responds to that, because he could come out fighting.
He could. I think he's getting a bit jealous. I've done nothing to, like, egg him on or anything like that.
He might spend the next week or 10 days licking his wounds.
Yeah.
And come back angrier, stronger, more determined.
Wanting for some kissing.
Yeah.
Wanting to get his kiss.
You want to watch out for that then.
Well,
shall we do a few more bits of consumer items?
Yeah, of course. Here's one.
John Kershaw. Have chocolate bars really got smaller, or have my hands just got bigger, or both?
Well, I don't know the man, so I can't possibly say. You know,
I'll tell you what. John Kershaw, if you're listening to this, if you could just text us in or tweet us in a picture of your hands now, and tweet us a picture of your hands as they were maybe 12 months ago, we'll have a look and take that one a bit further.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you for dealing with that.
Any more that you've seen that you'd like to talk about?
I haven't seen any more. What was on my mind was the eye level grill. I'd like to once again, of course, recommend the hot tap, the instant hot water tap.
That's not cheap, though, is it?
It's not cheap, Andy. I mean, you can get a basic one for 300, but I paid about 900 quid for mine.
Yeah, but we're living in an era of austerity, Bob, aren't we?
Yeah, but we weren't when I bought it.
Well, you might not have been.
What do you think the capacity of my hot water tap is?
The capacity?
Yeah, how much hot water do you think is in there at any one moment?
I don't know, about a jug
full? 5 litres.
Where?
5 litres.
Where? How? How does that happen?
Soak it up, Dawson. This is the beauty. It's got a reservoir. It's got a reservoir that's heated up to 98 degrees, and only in its, like, final ejaculation, as it were, Does it give it that extra 2 degrees?
That's really good.
Thank you, Andy. Andy, I was going to, unless you've got something really pertinent, I want to get back for that quiz, Child Genius. Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you reckon?
Knock it on the head?
Yeah, should we knock it on the head? I'd love to get back for it.
Have you got a song?
No, I haven't got a song this week.
Oh, bollocks to it.
Have you got one?
Nah.
I'll do a double length one next week, promise.
Of course you will.
Okay.
All right then, bollocks to it.
See ya.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.